Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Tuesday, baby. Y'all know what? It is terrific Tuesday all up in here. It is terrific Tuesday, my darlings, and it is going on. Y'all know what? It is marvelous. It is a marvelous day. I'm telling y'all, if you're listening right now, it is a great day. Listen. Did your day start out horrible? Did your day start out real bad? Well, honey, let me wipe all that away. Listen, I got my chalkboard. Y'all remember when we was in grade school and high school and college and stuff like that. They had the chalkboard and everything, and the teacher would write something. If, just in case you didn't know, I'm starting out with a life lesson. You know, and the teacher would write something on the chalkboard. She put it all up there, and all the students are sitting in their seats and everything. They wonder what the teacher putting on the board, and she might make a little mistake. She's like, oh, wait a minute, let me start over. And she take her eraser and she erase it off the chalkboard. Well, what am I telling you? And then she writes all over again the way that she wrote it. And well, baby doll, that's just the way life is. Life is the same way. Sometimes things happen in life where you got to wipe the slate clean. Just like God do when we mess up. And we say, Lord, forgive me for doing such and such a thing. What did he do? He wipe it clean and you start all over again. That don't mean you just go around everywhere every single day just stepping on folks and crushing their feelings. No, that don't mean that now. That don't mean that. Okay? So listen, the point is this. You might start out your day and it start out kind of bad. But you know what you got to do? You got to take out your eraser of life. Take your eraser and just wipe it on off. Right? I sound like Ma. Mama's family, y'all know Ma from Mama's family. Just wipe it on off, right, and start all over again. You can start your day all over again even if it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You might have a bad day from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Well, you know what? You just say, well, I'm going to take a fresh start and start all over again at 2:05, and everything's going to be a whole lot better from 2:05 to 5 p.m. You hear me what I say all up in here? You can do that. You got the power to do that because guess what? The day belongs to you. Now, listen, I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It's 70 degrees, y'all. It's so nice and pleasant outside. It's 70 degrees, my darling. Sunny. It's sunny, y'all. Yes, my darling. So, listen, it's Tuesday, April the 30th. My God. 2024, it is 6:45 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:45 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my money. You know I got to push going up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Bears Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. This show is being brought to you by GumboRum.com. That's GUBBARUM. GumboRum.com. Listen. You can now get GumboRum. You can get GumboRum. Listen, let me tell you something. I want you to hear what I'm saying up in here. Oh, my gosh. So listen, you can get GumboRum at CWSpirits.com. CWSpirits.com. Yes, you can. All over the United States, just go CWSpirits and order GumboRum, my darling. Listen. Let me tell you something, got some bad music up in here by Mr. Miami. All right, internet, be a thing up in here. my darling, your music is being heard all over the world, 45 countries. We bumped up just a little bit. It was 44 countries last week. This week it is 45 countries being heard in 45 countries. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all a little story. I got some music to play. Now, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me a favor. While you're on Facebook, use keyword The Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I greatly appreciate it. Let me tell y'all something. Just a little while ago. See, you just don't know when things going to happen. And I say this all the time. You can hear your music. You can walk into the airport, bus terminal, anywhere, and hear your music. If you're an independent artist, you're pushing your music, you can hear it anywhere. And I'm telling you, that is just what happened today. Today for Mr. Miami, Mr. Miami's music. Let me tell you something. I said, well, let me get on out of the studio because I need to get me some change. I got somewhere to go tomorrow. I got to get me some change. Y'all know what? I walked out of here, went on down the street and around the corner, went into the store. I said, oh, wait a minute. I was walking down the hall. I was in the store for about, I don't know, maybe 3 seconds, and it caught my ear just that fast. That's how locked in I am to people. People's music that I play on the station, I am locked in to y'all music. I'm not lying. I am not lying to you. Y'all's music is locked in my heart or locked in my mind. It's just locked in my soul, baby. When I walked in that store, I turned around. I said, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. This is what I was saying to myself now. People didn't think I was crazy. I wasn't shouting it outside of my mouth and everything. I said, wait a minute. But I did turn around. I spent around real fast. I said, oh, wait a minute. And I said, I know that song. I said, oh, I know that song. That's Mr. Miami. And they were singing, playing the music. This is in Chicago now. This is on the radio station. I said, that's your song. I say, that is that song. His song is rolling, and it's wide open in the city of Chicago, y'all. Now, of course, I don't know what radio station it was because I was only in store for a few minutes, but they was, I said, wow, this is really awesome. And I say this all the time. So, listen, a big congratulations to Mr. Miami because that's a great song. It was Why You Hate Me, Why You Hate Me. They was playing Why You Hate Me. And matter of fact, that's one of the favorite songs that I like of Mr. Miami is Why You Hate Me because that song got a nice groove to it. And I said that. I said that when I did promotion for him last year. But listen, let me tell y'all something. I keep saying this all the time, and this is a great example, that your music can be playing in the store. It can be playing in airports. It can be playing all over. You just never know. But you got to do promotions. You have to do promotions. And I say this all the time. Your music can get synced up into different places. And it can happen. And listen, I have for Mr. Miami, that song, Why You Hate Me. I'm going to be playing that song. If I can't get it today, I'm going to be playing it later on today or tomorrow. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be doing real big and real huge for Mr. Miami. Listen, Mr. Miami Music, congratulations. Your music is being played all over the place. I was so happy. I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for Mr. Music. This is why I do what I do, because I love my independent artists. I love y'all so much. I'm telling you. And when independent artists get success, guess what? I'm just so proud, just like y'all, my family, just like y'all, my babies. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I got some music that I'm going to play right now. And also, I've been telling you guys, different artists that's been on the show, it happened for them for Trina, independent artist, Trina L. She came out with the song Stutter, S-T-U-T-T-E-R, and it is a soundtrack on, what was the show? CSI. It's on CSI. It is on CSI soundtrack. They play like, I don't know, maybe a minute. Not quite a minute. So it was played on. So y'all know she's getting money, right? Every time they do play that rerun and her song is played, she's getting paid. And she came on back on the show. This was a long time ago. She came back on the show. She said, Guess what, Adrian? It happened. My song is a soundtrack on CSI. I said, oh, my God, that's wonderful. So guess what? I'm going to go ahead and play Stutter. And I'm going to tell you some more about Mr. Miami. This is started by Trina L. Y'all ever been in a relationship with somebody and they just make you stutter? You know, you just be feeling they vibe and be so connected, they just make you stutter. It's just like as soon as you be in their presence, you just be like, you almost sound like a beatbox. You know what I'm saying? You almost sound like a walking human beatbox, because when that person comes into your presence, you just be, you know, you can't even get nothing out of your mouth. You can't get no words out of your mouth. And when you do say something, it don't even make sense. You be like, what planet did that just come from? You be kind of sounding like Mark from Ork. And you know, the other guy that's on Taxi. You know, there's this little guy that plays on Taxi. You can barely understand what he's saying because he got some kind of language. I don't know what language he speaks or whatever. And Locker, his name is Locker. Y'all remember Locker from Taxi? He was kind of funny little guy. You know, you don't know what he's saying and everything. So I'm just saying that sometimes you can be so electrified by somebody's presence. You just can't even act right in their presence. You just get all crazy in the head. Your brain don't work. Your tongue don't work. You be thinking your tongue is in your brains and your brains be in your mouth and your heart be all up in your throat and stuff like that. Anybody affect you like that? Well, honey, if ain't nobody never affect you like that, keep on living. It'll happen. Listen, it can happen more than one time in a lifetime. You can meet different people throughout your life. And you can connect with them, and you just be like, oh, my Lord. Now, sometimes I ain't talking about lust. No, I'm not lust. No, I'm not talking about L-U-S-T, lust. That's not what I'm talking about. When it's lust, everything is working okay. When it's lust, you can get your sentences out. You can say everything. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to bring it on home. Then I'm going to play some music by Mr. Miami because I'm pretty much out of time. Now, I'm going to tell you. When it's lust, this is the difference now. This is the difference. When it's lust, honey, you can be flirting with somebody. Everything going to come out smooth and flying because it ain't no electricity there. It's all lust. And I'm telling you what I know because, listen, sometimes I'm out in the street and I see somebody be like, ooh, I get to talking and going on. Words just flying. Silk is butter. Just smooth. Just smooth as butter and just fine as just like silk, baby. Like fabric, like silk. It just be coming all out and they be laughing and hee-hawing with me. And because ain't no electricity. Ain't nothing there. Ain't no feelings there. Ain't no connection there. It ain't nothing but lust. L-U-S-T. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I need some more deliverance. But honey, I like me a good man. I like a nice man. So listen. Y'all got that one for free. So listen, now you know the difference between L-U-S-T and when there's a real connection with somebody that maybe, you know, you might need to get to know on a friendly basis, on a friend basis. You know what I'm saying? Then after all those feelings, you know, you kind of get them out the way. You can finally get a sentence out of your mouth. You'll be able to have a friendship, you know, and you'll be able to settle yourself down. Sometimes it takes a minute. I've been there. I didn't have that happen. A lot of times where it's just like, I can't hardly even talk around this person. So listen. I got another song that's coming up by Mr. Miami. This one is I Want to Be With You. Take a listen.
I can't forget the way you looked at me.
Let me be with you, baby, fly, clothes and shoes.
Miami. You know what that is? I want to be with you. You know something? One of these days, I was sitting here listening to him, and I said, you know, one of these days, I'm going to have a studio. I'm going to have, now, this is my dream. This is my dream. This is my dream. It's going to happen one of these days. I would love to have a studio where any independent artist that I need to work with or want to work with can come into the studio. You know, for instance, if you're in Miami, if you're in Mexico, wherever you are, you can fly in for the weekend or whenever you can and work in the studio with me. I would love to do that. And I'm saying that because Mr. Miami, I would love to get in the studio with him and work with him in the studio. He has this flavor like Isaac Hayes. He really does. He has this Isaac Hayes flavor. And a lot of times, and it's okay, it is okay. A lot of times artists kind of get stuck in the same vein of singing, of course. If you sing R&B, you sing R&B. I want to see artists be able to scratch their range of music and be able to sing R&B, maybe do a little rap, you know, do a little hip-hop and do something a little bit different and scratch them. So I would love to do that with Mr. Miami because he has this Isaac Hayes things and this Isaac Hayes flavor that's going on and that I see in him. And I would love to get in a studio with him and pull something out of him. And it is, and you can only do it in a studio. Listen, I know in today's day and time, everybody is working on the Internet. It's a virtual world. You got artificial intelligence. Well, that's lovely and that's fine, but I got to touch some skin. I got to see you. And in order to do what I got to do with you, I need to be in the booth with you in the studio to pull something up out of you. Because guess what? I would love to do that with Miss Miami. And listen, I am pretty much out of time. And I got to get on up out of here. But y'all, guess what? I get to do this thing all over again on tomorrow. Guess what? It's going to be the same flavor. It's going to be greatness, 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 great
and a special
word
from
Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivate.